Hey, is Jay available?
Yeah, this is Jay.
Hey, Jay, it's Zach with the Bank of Cardiff, man. How you been?
Hey, not too bad. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm sure that you're as busy as a one-legged guy in a butt-kicking contest, but I just wanted to remain in contact with you.
I know. I'm sorry I haven't had a chance to get the stuff together. We've been so busy. It's been incredible.
That's awesome.
Well, I've been landing contracts. That's the problem. I've been getting contracts over and over. I get American Home Shield, which is a service master company, and then I got Cross Country Home Services. I've been gaining all these new accounts, so they've been pouring the service on us.
Nice.
You know, and it's so much work out there. It's unbelievable.
I think that's an amazing problem to have.
Yeah, exactly. How many business people are in a position like I am that have all kinds of problems with service? They're getting too much of it.
You know what? I speak with probably hundreds, maybe if not thousands of business owners a month, and I've never heard this issue.
Yeah, this is the worst issue. It's not a bad issue because there's money to be made, you know, but
yeah.
Unbelievable how much is out there.
Yeah, that's crazy. And the fact that you're able to tap into it and it's just all coming to you, it's pretty incredible.
Well, in this industry, I'm the best in the business. That's what the problem. That's what the issue is.
Yeah.
You know, they have a couple other guys that they had. They were doing some, you know, but I reject calls. You know, they'll send us a call on an email or on our service bench.
Uh-huh.
So we'll reject the call. They'll get kicked back to them. Then they'll dispatch it to somebody else. Well, what's been happening is the other guy. It's four or five times the guy goes there, can't seem to fix it. So then the factory calls me, look, please, you got to help us.
Wow. So you got them, you kind of got them by, got them in a good place.
Yeah, so they'll call us back, look, can you help us with this? You've got to help us. And then they'll send us out of town. Years ago, we used to get, so they'll call, can you go to Hartsville? No, it's too far for me. I don't want to go that far. Well, we'll give you a double call. I'm still not interested. So a double call is like $200.
Oh, wow.
So I said, no, I'm not going to go. Would you go for $350? I'm not interested. Would you go for $400? Well, you got yourself a technician. I'll go for
$400.
Wow. These are major corporations. It's not like these little dinky outfits. Whirlpool, they're real big. That's how they're negotiating with us.
That's crazy. You got them where you want them, basically, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and in our industry, there's not many. And the problem is all the older guys I'm an older guy, but I kept up with it throughout the years.
Right.
All the stuff that comes out is high technology now.
Yeah, it's all smart, like smart appliances, basically, right?
Exactly. So now the problem we're running into, people can't do it.
And what separates the, I guess, the new technology from the older stuff, like the smart appliances, dishwasher?
Electronic.
So
100% electronic. Everything's electronic now.
So is it a matter of just having, I guess, the right programs on your end to plug in to correct things?
You don't plug them in. It's knowledge, just basic knowledge.
Interesting.
You've got to know how the system works to make it work. They don't have computers like cars. You can plug in a computer. It'll give you an idea on the car.
Right,
What's wrong with it?
Right.
Well, appliances, they have what they call a basic, the unit itself will troubleshoot itself in most cases.
Okay.
But you got to know how to program it. The programming is really, really technical on these things.
The
average guy, even the average technician, the guy that's been in it for a long time, is used to the mechanical stuff, is unable to repair these electronic ones. And then boards, it's not something like you can go in there, so I'm going to change a board. And
right.
I have two or three boards on them, so you don't know which board it is. Which you get yourself in a real bind.
Yeah, I was just extraordinarily curious about that because I hear Samsung's, some of their appliances are just so out there. They're actually kind of record everything that you're doing around your house and weird stuff like that.
They get TVs, and you can use it off your smartphone. You can be in a grocery store because we do Samsung.
Uh-huh.
You can be in a grocery store with your cell phone. And say, oh man, I wonder if I have this in my. I wonder if we have any of these in the refrigerator. You can. But go into your cell phone, the camera inside the refrigerator will check to see if you have the item you're looking for.
holy crap, that's almost scary.
Yeah, it is. And that's the new technology to come out with. And then they have, you know, they have TV screens that tells the weather. You have to plug your thing into the internet.
Right.
It has weather. It has a weather forecast. It has, you know, all kinds of stuff it just offers on these new appliances. Well, this stuff is high technology. I mean, this particular refrigerator costs about $5,000.
Unbelievable.
But now when you're going out and do a service call, if your screen is bad or you lose a screen, I mean, you could spend $1,200-$1,500 to repair it.
Holy cow, that's a quarter of the cost of the machine initially.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying it's something you can't afford to keep throwing away.
Yeah.
People are stuck having these things fixed now.
And, and I guess you positioned yourself correctly and just reaping the benefits.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much money in this field. It's pathetic. That's why I say if your company, what they ought to do is they ought to specialize in appliance groups, appliance companies.
Really?
I'm telling you, in the lending business, that would be a business that you could get yourself into that would never, ever have to worry about losing money.
It's true, because everyone is so reliant upon technology, and it's ever-changing, and everything that we interact with and deal with is technology-based now. You know, even your refrigerator, which you would never think about it.
Yeah, washes are very highly complicated, too. You know, you get into a washing machine now, and you know, they have all kinds of new program and technology, and the factories are planning on more for the washers, because on a lot of your troubleshooting guides they have now, they got it says room for future development.
Wow.
They even put spaces in the computer for future development.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Any idea what it's going to be?
I know that they're trying to make washers run without water. And that's getting to be a real, that's not really a good issue the way they're doing it, but they're working on it. The technology is getting there. They're trying to make your clothes washers wash with no water, basically.
I can't even wrap my head around that. How does that work?
I know. It's going to be something. I think they're going to use waves. They're going to use sound waves or electronic waves or something to do that with.
To break up the tiny particles in the clothing itself and just kind of make it. Wow.
I think that's what they're looking at. But you know, everything that these guys are getting into, that's why I say your industry would be a perfect industry to have just one company, just dealing with appliance companies. There's a lot of us nationwide, and the technology's there. You know, they can use it to increase their inventory, because now you're not buying, you know, like water valves. You used to buy water valves for, you know, $8-$10 a piece.
Right.
Now you're buying a water valve for $40-$50 a piece. Computer boards, you're buying in for $200-$300 for a board, but you double your money.
Right, because then you have the installation charge and, you know, everything else, correct?
Well, you buy a board for, say, I pulled one in last week, and the board cost me $220 or something like that, and we get $440 for the board.
Wow.
There's profit in it, you know, so, and the people have no complaints whatsoever about doing it, none whatsoever. I mean, either that or your product doesn't work.
Right. Well, I think that's a huge benefit as well, that no one has any complaints. It's just like, thank you for fixing this. I couldn't survive without it kind of deal, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's too bad, you know. I mean, we get to the point that you know, the technology is just eating everybody alive. We want all the money to increase our inventory. The only reason for that is because the manufacturers do not have enough inventory to satisfy the needs of all the dealers.
Really? That's surprising. So they're kind
that's
of
what, that's what we find. We find, well, you know, that these new products, they break all the time.
Do you think they're made that way intentionally, or it's just
they're made like the Home Depot, Lowe's, and the department stores, they build what they call a department store version and a dealer version.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this on the department store versions to prevent them from having that.
Wow. That's a little bit shady.
There's no technology, you know, the technology is so much there, and there's just not enough of us out there to do the job, you know what I mean? And that's a big, big issue. A big issue. I mean, I could take, if I could do more with myself, you know, to go out and do more, I could take in more calls. I mean, I'm taking a lot now. I got probably a couple hundred calls just pending.
Wow. That's job security.
Yeah. But you know, and the thing is, people are willing to wait. Most of them have no choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who else are they going to call? One guy this morning said he was going to call somebody else, you know, because I couldn't get that faster. He called 3 or 4 other places. They can't fix it.
So, yeah, he's just going to have to wait. And
he has to wait for me to get there to do it, you know. And I'm working day and I'm working into the night. You know, the money's there, so that's why I'm grabbing it while it's all there.
I that makes perfect sense to me, Jay. But,
there's so much. That's why I say in your industry, you have the perfect industry to make a lot of money in off this industry.
Yeah,
you know, just do a lot of, because appliance stores, I don't know, you must have they must have a grade range.
We do, because we actually, the company started, in equipment, with equipment financing, and that's kind of how we started 16 years ago. And
with what kind of financing?
Equipment financing, so anything.
Okay.
So, you know, anything like that that you're describing, you know, washers, dishwashers, you know, startups for restaurants, things of that nature. So we do a lot of that as well currently. But it sounds like there's a whole other you know, market to tap into as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of money into it, you know, and that's why I say it's such a good industry to be into. And, you know, the appliance stores, you know, I know your money's a little bit more money, but like GE was doing a lot of it for a while. GE Capital was financing a lot of it. They were doing what they call floor planning.
Yes, I know exactly what that is.
And that's a big that's a big money maker.
Yes, yes. You know, they are. They still do some of that. I talk with business owners all the time, and GE Capital is still kind of in that business. But I didn't realize the extent of you know, how broad their scope was.
Yeah, they do a lot of that stuff. I was going to do that at one time. I was going to get some money together, and I was going to grab a few dealers, 4 or 5 dealers, and floor plan them.
Still could
and
be a
good... Carry our own paper, you know, carry the paper for these other dealers. There's a lot of money into that. That's why I say, you know, hey, you know, no matter what, when you first sell when they first get the appliances, they automatically get paid 2% a month. For the first 120 days, no matter what. Now, if a guy takes a product, sells a product, say he orders one for a customer, mm-hmm. they automatically put on his floor plan account. Well, GE was getting 4 months of interest.
Ooh.
Automatically.
Wow. That.
and then they turn around when they had to pay them right away when they sold it. So they sell the product. Say they had it for 2 or 3 days. GE gets their money back, say, within a week, and they made 4 months of interest off a week's worth of work.
That's unbelievable.
You know, and that was an amazing, amazing industry.
Wow, are you still considering doing anything like that, or?
I thought about it. I thought about getting into it. I'd love to do that. You know, it takes money, a lot of money to do that, but it's
right.
Something that it's a big, big money maker.
Yeah.
At one time, years ago, I had done it in the motorcycle industry.
Mm-hmm.
I had done it with a company out of, I don't remember where they were doing it, and that worked out real well. I mean, they made a lot of money. Then the owner of the company died.
And then everything just went to crap?
No, they got all their money. I made sure they got paid all their money back, plus the interest. The only thing is that the company, you know, the owner side, the kids didn't want to stay into it.
Right.
They pulled out of it. And that was sad because they were doing very... very well. I mean, they were pulling in, in a month's time, over $200,000-$300,000 a month for them.
That's incredible. You know, that's a solid living right there, for sure.
And it was good. They lost nothing. They absolutely didn't even lose one penny. Well, the dealers, what I was doing, they were letting me handle a lot of it. So what I was doing, I was making sure the dealer was solid, number one.
Mm-hmm.
I would visit the dealer to make sure that the dealer was a stable deal. You could tell if the deal was stable or not stable.
Right. Yeah.
So I would do that and stuff, and then, yeah, I would say, go ahead. And I would give him a credit limit to work with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't give this guy more than, say, $50,000.
And then to see what they can do with it, and if they you know, do well, maybe did you increase the limit or...
Yeah, we would increase it as we were going along. But all of them, you know, as soon as they'd sell a piece, they had to pay them. That's what I told them. That was the work. You have to pay them right away.
Right.
You know, if you sell, we give them, you know, 2 or 3 days. You know, so, and they were doing that. The dealers that I had picked for them were doing that. So they would sell something and give it to them. 2 or 3 days later, they had their money.
So if the owner hadn't passed away, do you think you'd probably still be involved in that, or?
Oh, I would definitely, they would definitely be involved in that. And the guy was doing it. What he was originally doing, he was financing truckloads. Yeah, he was factoring truckloads.
Okay.
That's what the guy was doing for a living. That's what the guy was doing. And I kind of was talking one day into this floor plan thing, and I said, you ought to do that. I mean, there's big money in that. You know, and I explained to him how it works, and I explained to him what to do and stuff. So he said, all right, I'll put in, say, I don't remember what it was at the time. He put in like a couple hundred thousand dollars into it. He said, we'll do that. Let's see what you can do with it. So I got him some dealers set up, got all the paperwork, got everything set up for the dealers, and then we started doing that with them, and they did tremendously, tremendously well with it until the guy passed away. I mean, the guy went a couple years on doing this before he passed away. He was an older guy, but the guy and his kids didn't want to stay in. I told him, I talked to his kids trying to tell him, keep it the way it's going. It's good income for you.
Yeah, it's almost like free money in a sense.
Yeah, because it's income. I mean, you know, it's part of your inheritance, but it's income. You can use that money and keep it. And they'll keep sending you a check every month. You know, you'll keep getting interest payments. You'll be getting your money back, and it was just amazing. But they would get 4 months, and he was getting it right off the bat. Well, what they were doing is the products that they were buying, the company would floor plan. They would give the company the money, pay for the product that they were floor planning, and they would take off it 4 months in immediately.
Oh, okay. Regardless of when it sold or anything.
So, yeah, they got it. And then if the guy sold the product, he had to pay them right away. Well, a lot of stuff was sold already. So the guy
right.
would get it delivered, he'd sell it, the customer would pay him, he'd pay the company. Got interest for, they got 4 months interest on something that they got paid right away.
That sounds incredible.
it's an amazing deal. It's an amazing setup there, and GE was doing. Matter of fact, Transamerica got into it for a while. Transamerica, the insurance group, they were doing that for a while.
So they definitely saw the potential in it, and just said, "Hey,
yeah.
screw it,
and
let's
then,
go for it."
And what happened? GE didn't want no competition, so GE bought them out.
Yeah, that seems to be the case these days with these larger companies. Is you just eliminate the competition
by
purchasing.
That was a lot
it.
Of money. That's a lot of money in there. You imagine that? You imagine how much money they make?
I mean, it was
a phenomenal, phenomenal thing, and it wasn't a real big investment. You know, they weren't putting all their eggs in one basket, so they didn't have to worry about getting hit hard or whatever. But they lost in 2 years. They lost absolutely nothing.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's
incredible.
Nothing. I mean, it takes money to do it, but boy, people that have money. I was going to get a bunch of investors together to do it with me, and I thought about it, and I did it for a while myself. I just don't, I don't have as much time as I'd like to have to do that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I got in with some big company that had some money and wanted to go into it, I would help them set it up, and I'm telling you, it's nothing but a moneymaker.
It sounds absolutely like it. And, you know, we do have the ability to, you know, back you if you wanted to do something like that as well. Or I know that you probably need another one of you to because you're so busy. But
well, no, I would do it. I really enjoy doing that. This what I'm doing now is a lot of physical labor.
Right. Right.
The other one's just a lot of, you know, just being smart and watching everything. That's all the other job is watching everything. I used to enjoy doing that. I enjoyed that very, very much. Like I said, if that guy would still be living, I would still be doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's unfortunate. Well, shoot, Jay. you know, I don't want to take it. Yeah, it sounds incredible. You know, love to be a part of that in some way. How do you go about, like, you know, creating something like that?
Well, what I do first is I go and visit some dealers personally. You know, that's what I used to do, go visit dealers and talk to them about getting into floor planning with us. That's what I would do. And say, okay, yeah, and you can look at the established dealer and find out how he looks and stuff. I used to be a financial advisor when I was working for Sears.
Okay.
You know, I could look at dealers and I could look at their potential and stuff. And then you set them up with a credit line, you know, a small credit line.
And just see what they can do with it.
Yeah, and you say, and I mean, it's not like they take the money. What it is you do, okay, they're going to buy X, Y, and Z from Toro. Okay, you know, you give Toro a call, or Toro calls me and says, yeah, we want to give so-and-so $30,000. Now, Toro or the other companies are going to pay you 2% for 4 months immediately.
Wow.
So when you pay them, you're going to take 4% off the bill.
Huh. So just quick money right there. Boom.
Yeah. So say, you know, if it's a $50,000 order, you're going to take 4% of that, which is going to be about $2,000 right off the top. So you're going to give them $48,000, and you keep the two right off the bat. But now the dealer still owes you for the 50.
Oh, holy cow! That sounds pretty decent. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it works. That's just the way the system works.
Pretty
you
crazy.
Know?
Yeah.
And it's such a good thing. And you don't have to get a lot of dealers. You get three or four dealers. And you work with those three or four dealers. That's all you do is to get three or four dealers and do the same thing.
Sounds pretty awesome.
You know, start off with three or four dealers. It wouldn't take long. That could be you know, what would end up happening, though, as you build the business, as you say you get into it, within 3 or 4 years, what would most likely happen, GE would come up and see you. Look, we want to buy out that division of your company.
Just okay, make me an offer that I can't refuse.
Exactly. That's what they usually do. You know?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's such a moneymaker, you know, and that's why I say I was thinking of still doing that. I mean, I liked it. I really, really liked doing that. Like I was doing it with that guy. The guy was basically had the money, so he was backing it and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he was paying me, I don't remember what he was giving me. He was giving me a little bit of money every week. Just for almost like a commission, and to make sure to keep things operating smooth, and that's all I did. Every day I go out and I check. Of course, I'm on the road all the time, so I'd stop by the dealer, see how everything was doing. I always had what they had for inventory in stock. If I ever wanted to check, up on a dealer, it's time for an inventory check. Go in there and do an inventory check. If they were missing a piece, they'd have to cut me a check.
Oh really? Wow.
Made out to the company, made out to the finance company that I was dealing with. So he'd make it out. I'd put it in a FedEx envelope and I'd get it over to him right away.
So you know, money just was always changing hands very, very quickly. There's no net 30, no none of that BS.
Yeah, most of the time that their money was turning over no more than probably every 120 days they were getting their money was turning over.
Wow, that's a very quick return. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, and that's the way it should be. I mean, that's the way to make money with money. You know, the faster it turns over, the more money you make. You know,
exactly.
But it was just, it was good. And their stuff, you know, most of these guys were buying stuff that was fast-moving items, which is perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Because the fast-moving stuff, they would turn around and bingo, it was done. You know, they would sell it. They'd pay you within 30 days. You're done. You got 120 days interest on it.
Let me ask you this: what kind of return are you expecting when we are able to get you funds for the inventory? What kind of return are you expecting? From having that?
Yeah, me when I'm going to put it in, I'm going to put it in my parts department. Is what I'm strictly going to do. It's 100% for parts. So my parts is a 300% markup.
Wow.
So and my turnover is good. What I'm going to use the money for, I'm going to use it for everything that's fast moving that I can sell at least 10 to 12 a month minimum.
Okay.
You know, I got like belts I buy. I buy belts for $1, $1.50, and I sell them for $8.95. And I sell 600. I sell 600 a month.
Holy cow! Holy cow!
So that's what I'm going to use that money for because that money turns over quick.
Yeah.
So
you
turn over like that. If I do enough, and I've got enough items that turn over that quick.
And you know, another good thing about this is after 90 days, you could actually pay the loan off and have a very substantial discount as well. You know, and you're making money hand over fist at the same time.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Or take whatever money you get and just keep flipping it over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, say, you know, if you owe so much money, like you're doing it, but you flip it over so many times. So if I could flip it over, say, twice in a month or three times in a month,
you'd be solid.
The money is just making it; just keeps making money for you, and that's what you want to do.
I
thought of this before I do this because I know the money's expensive and everything else. But if people, you know, I've read up on it and stuff, and people that don't do well with it is because they do not know how to use it.
Exactly. That's 100% exactly it.
Yeah. You know, you have to know how to use it to be able to make money with it.
Yeah, and you know,
and that's it.
A lot of people and actually use it for the wrong reasons as well, to pay down debt. And this money is actually intended to make money, to, you know, be flipped several times, exactly what you're looking to do.
Yeah, now watch what I, you know, you don't use it to buy trucks. You don't use it to buy cars. You don't use it to buy property. You don't use it to do anything.
No, you reinvest
it
in your business.
Use it in, and not even like, you don't use it to renovate. You don't use it to actually flip product. That's
exactly
what it's made for. It's made to flip product. The more product you flip, the better you are.
Yes, I agree 100%.
And stuff. And that's what I plan on doing. That's what I plan on doing. It's strictly to flip product. You know, if I can't flip the, you know, and I'm not going to put it into dead items, because that ain't no good either. You know, items that take longer to sell. The items that take longer to sell, you use your own money for that.
Yes, exactly.
And that way, the stuff is sad, but then you can put more of your own money into a little bit quieter items, and put the other money into fast moving items.
Exactly. Yeah, it sounds like a plan. Yeah. Do you think
definitely get into. I'd like to work with you. I think, you know, I've talked to a few of them here and there, but you know, at least you sound like it. I like you because you sound more honest than a lot of them.
I appreciate that. I'm sure that I am, actually.
Yeah, me too. I am too. You know, I mean, I go to church every day, and you know, I'm a very honest person. So I really, really work hard. I just want to be honest and stuff. And that's why I say I do something, I'm going to make sure that I can make money with your money before I'm going to take your money.
Right.
And, you know, and that's what it is.
And you know, we kind of evaluated that as well through the underwriting process to see if it's going to be a good fit, and you know, it's not going to create a burden, but actually, you know, be kind of a blessing in a sense, and the fact that you're going to be able to use it correctly.
Yeah, well, if people do it right, there's no reason why they can't make this money, make money for you.
Exactly.
But people are just, you know, I got $50,000. I'm going to go buy a new car. That's not what you want to do. You know, if I want to buy a car, I'm going to buy a car with my own money, because a car does not make you money.
No. You know, unless you're driving it. Yeah.
But even that, a car is an expense.
True. Because of the wear and tear and everything else.
Exactly. So that's what I want to do is make money with it. And I can make very good money with it.
Well, let's do it.
You know, so let me get on that. I got to get on that and get that done this week. I got to work on that and get that done. Call my bank, get my bank statements together, and get everything together so I can show you. Do you want me to, when I send in my paperwork, do you want me to give you what we plan on doing with it, how we plan on doing it, and how the our profits work in our store?
It's not necessary, really. We don't follow the money per se, because it's just kind of unsecured. You could, you know, potentially go to Vegas and put it all on black if you wanted to.
I wonder if anybody's ever done that. That would be stupid.
I think that we have had a couple people do that, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have made you guys really feel good, you know?
And I think the guy actually had hit on a number or something.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I work too hard for my money. I would not do that. I would not go for any of them. I would not do that, because it wouldn't be worth it for me to do that.
Yeah, I'll gamble someone else's money, but not my own.
I wouldn't even do that. I work too hard for my money to gamble any away.
Right. I hear you. So I know that you're super busy. Did you want me to just kind of check in with you Friday to see where you're at, or just kind of give you like a little reminder?
Yeah, give me a call at the end of the week.
Okay, cool. And then, yeah, you know, once we get your information, it's a very simple process, and we can get you feedback, you know, inside of 24 hours, just so you have peace of mind and, you know, figure out what you want to do at that point.
All right. Sounds good. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, good talk today, Jay. And I will give you a
holler. Nice talking to you too and stuff.
Absolutely. And I'll give you a holler. Is this a good time to call you on Friday?
Yeah, this should be a perfect time.
Sounds good. Well, you have a great...
How many bank statements did you need, you said?
It just the most recent 6 months of the most recent business bank statements.
All right. Sounds good.
All righty. And then have a great week. We'll talk on Friday.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. All right.